This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. So as people in Moore, Oklahoma are thinking about rebuilding and pretty much starting over, folks who live in Joplin, Missouri are marking the second anniversary of the tornado there that killed 161 people. The town's been rebuilding its physical structures and its community. Joining us now is Mark Rohr. He's the city manager for the city of Joplin, Missouri. Mark, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So I understand you all are helping out in Moore, Oklahoma. What are you actually doing there?
Well, we sent a response team over that first night. We had 10 police officers and 4 firefighters that went over and tried to provide assistance and be of some help. And I gave one of the police officers a copy of a book I'd written about of our experiences following the first 6 months after the storm. And there's a page in the back that summarizes what we call the 10 tenets of disaster management. And we realized they don't have time to read a book at this point, but we thought that summary could provide them some assistance based on our experiences. And we asked one of their police officers to provide that to the city manager, and hopefully that could provide some level of help and assistance in dealing with what they're faced with at this point in time.
Now, what's their very next step? Where do they go from today?
Well, I don't want to presume to make decisions or know what they're going through in every instance. I can just call attention to what we did. The first thing we tried to do was clear the streets. So that opens all the doors for all the other things to take place, and they may have accomplished that by this point in time. I have to clear the drainage ditches to make sure that you don't compound things by having stormwater build back up. And you have to complete your search and rescue efforts, which I think they've done, and start making plans. You have to remove the debris. There's an incredible amount of debris that we experienced, 3 million cubic yards of debris, and I'm sure they've got a lot to contend with there, so they've got to start making plans to do that. And all the while, they'll have people there from FEMA and other agencies helping them through this. But it's a daunting task.
And where do you begin with the rebuilding process?
What we did is we had a lot of people that wanted to rebuild quickly and get started, and we actually put a moratorium on rebuilding and as far as residential construction was concerned. And we did that mainly because we had to get the debris out. We had a deadline to get that out. So we began rebuilding by delaying rebuilding, if that sounds it sounds illogical, but that's in effect what we did. And that also gave us a little bit of time to plan the debris removal, and also gave council time to sit down and talk about some changes that they might want to make to the building codes and other codes to allow us to build back better than we were before the storm.
So tell me, what's the city of Joplin like today, 2 years later?
We had 7,500 homes impacted by our tornado, and 84% of those homes are now rebuilt, repaired, or have building permits in place to do so.
Wow.
And then we had about 550 businesses impacted, and 90% of those businesses are either up and running or will be so in the very near future. So we've come a long way in a short amount of time.
And what about the community? How has it rebuilt itself?
I think it's drawn it closer together. That would be my assessment. Going through an experience like that gives you a common bond, and we've tried to build on that common bond. And we've tried to draw the community together based on our experiences, because we knew, number one, we had to do that to get through what we were going through, and number two, that we knew that we had a lot of work to do and that we needed to work together to get that work accomplished. So as far as Joplin is concerned, I think it brought us together.
Joplin, Missouri City Manager Mark Rohr, thanks.
Thank you.